Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Okay, I have a charge on my a charge bill that I did not charge, and it's from this number. It's for $60, and I want to know how I got on my account.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about today?
Regina L. Epler, E-P-L-E-R.
Thank you so much, Ms. Regina. Okay. Okay, can I have the shipping address, ma'am, please?
3015 Marion Avenue, Laureldale, PA, 19605.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. I've located your account. With that information, I apologize, ma'am. And that is for the meal planning app with us called Bites Hub. This was created when you entered into a contest for a stand mixer. It stated that you'd be signing up for our meal planning app. That app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. Do you remember ever entering into a contest, ma'am?
No, I did not.
For any type of mixer or anything?
No, I did not.
Okay.
So you're going to give me a credit for this?
So did anyone else in your household place that order?
Excuse me?
Did anyone else in your household place that order?
No, I'm the only one that lives here.
Okay, ma'am. So you're wanting to file this as fraud, correct?
What?
You're wanting to file this as fraud. You're stating it's fraudulent, correct, ma'am?
I want to take it off my charge.
I'm asking, are you stating that it is fraudulent, ma'am?
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Are you stating that this charge, ma'am, is a fraudulent charge? You did not approve
yes,
the charge.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. I'll be more than happy to assist you with getting this filed as fraud today, as a fraud claim. Now, do you need to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for this charge, ma'am?
No, I'm disputing it. I just got the bill, and I seen this $59.98 that I have not charged, and it's on my bill, so I called the number that was listed behind, whatever Joval Capital is. I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to assist you with getting this filed as fraud, ma'am. Now, do you need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where this order took place when it was placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
What did you just say? I didn't
yes,
receive
ma'am.
Anything in the mail.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'm trying to explain our fraud process. And whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address that's on this account for them to verify the owner of the device that placed the order when it was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where that took place. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud for you today?
About.
Would
I
you like me to proceed
take,
forward with
I
filing this as fraud
taken off
for you?
My account. I never charged it.
I understand, ma'am. I'm asking, do you want me to proceed forward with filing the fraud claim for you, ma'am?
And how do I file a fraud claim when I didn't even receive anything to file a claim for? You're wanting me to file a claim when I didn't receive anything to file a claim for?
Ma'am, this was for an app on your phone. nothing was shipped out to you was a meal planning app, an app you use on your phone. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing a fraud claim for this since you did not create this account or place the order as you've disclosed to me today, ma'am?
I would just like to have my $60 back. I didn't charge anything for $60.
Okay, ma'am. Would you like me to proceed forward filing this as fraud for you?
I don't understand what you're asking me to do.
Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud for you? That would allow me to address the charge for you since you did not create this, ma'am.
And how do I file a fraud claim? Explain that to me. When I didn't
yes,
do it,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Since you did not create the account and you're stating that it's fraudulent, I can go ahead and file a fraud claim for you for this account and this charge. That would allow me to address the charge on the account and the file as fraud and see who created the account for you since you did not create that. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing that as fraud for you?
I just want it taken off my account. That's all. I didn't charge anything for $60. Please take it off my account.
So you would like me to proceed forward filing the fraud so I can address that charge? Okay.
Oh,
thank you for verifying that. Please stay on the line while I file this as a fraud and work on your refund.
Thank you.
I've gone ahead and got this file, this fraud for you, ma'am, and I've marked on your refund now for your fraud claim. Please stay in line.
Okay.
I've gone ahead and got that file as fraud and refunded. Are you ready for your confirmation number, ma'am, for your refund?
Hold on, I'll get a pen.
Okay, take your time.
Okay. Okay.
You ready for that? It's going to be $59.89 is what you're getting a refund for. And the confirmation number is 71332965-74.
7133. I didn't get the rest.
7133296574.
7133296574.
Correct.
Okay. And what company is this from? I mean, will you please get rid of all information of my credit card at your company?
Your account's been canceled out. Filed as fraud and refunded for the fraud claim.
So this $59.89 will be taken off my charge.
There's not going to be any more charges going forward, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry, but I just didn't understand why it's on my – when I didn't order it and I didn't get anything in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll wait for it. it'll probably be off on my next charge bill.
Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, thank you. And I'm sorry if I was ugly. I don't mean to be. It's just that I got this bill and I was upset. So I apologize for being rude.
Okay, ma'am, I understand. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's all. Thank you very much, and you have a nice day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a very wonderful day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling.